time for another Piano Puzzler with composer Bruce Adolph. Hi, Bruce.
Hi, Fred.
And calling us today from Stony Brook, New York, it's Nicole Gutman. Hi, Nicole.
Hello, how are you?
Doing very well, thank you. And say hi to Bruce.
Hi, Bruce.
Hello.
Nicole, what's your musical background?
Well, I studied classical piano as a child and majored in music as an undergraduate. And right now I have two young daughters who are studying piano, and I try to play a couple of times a week.
So you studied as an undergraduate. Were you thinking you were going to have a life in music, be a professional pianist? Was that your goal?
I was a music therapy major, so I never thought that I would perform for a living, but I still wanted music involved in my life some way.
Well, it sounds like it still is very much.
It is.
Well, you know how our Piano Puzzler works. Bruce takes a familiar tune, rewrites it in the style of a classical composer, and your job will be to name the familiar song, which could be a folk song, pop song, children's song, or maybe even a famous tune from the world of classical music. So name that, and also name the composer whose style Bruce is imitating. Nicole, are you ready for your Piano Puzzler?
Ready as I'll ever be.
Okay, here we go.
That was beautiful.
Wow.
Thank you.
Beautiful in a kind of rustic way.
Yes, yes.
So, Nicole, what do you think?
I think that rustic way was a hint that I'm not catching. I know the tune. I definitely heard the Hallelujah chorus from Handel's Messiah.
It's that kind of tune, but it's not
I
that
mean, Ode to Joy.
That's right. And who wrote that one?
Beethoven.
Yes.
Big melody from the end of his Symphony No. 9, the Ode to Joy. So that was the tune that was kind of buried in there in a very unfamiliar harmonic setting. Well, despite all of that, Nicole, you still heard the tune in there. Now we just have to figure out the composer whose style Bruce is imitating here.
Now comes the hard part. I think I want my lifeline.
Oh, okay. We could try that.
Okay. So the way this works is we have recordings of two different composers, and one of these will be a direct hint. Bruce, what do we have?
Well, we have two. Let's start with Stravinsky from Petrushka, the Russian dance. And the other hint is going to be by Bela Bartok, a Romanian dance. This one is called Dance with Sticks.
So, Nicole, what do you think?
Well, I have to tell you, I spoke to my daughter's piano teacher yesterday, and I was telling her that I really was scared it was going to be a kind of a more modern composer, and she said, just listen to a lot of Stravinsky and Bartok, and you'll be fine. And I didn't listen to her.
Always listen to your daughter's piano teacher.
But I'm going to have to guess from the clue that it's the Bartok.
Yes.
Oh, thank goodness.
Now, this was a very unusual piano puzzler, sort of one composer set into another composer.
Yes. Well, this time the tune was Beethoven's Ode to Joy, which I would put in the same drawer if I had such a drawer with the Hallelujah chorus of Handel, your first guess, whatever that drawer may be. And the tune, instead of... But those go in a pattern of three here. So not only are all the beats off, which makes it impossible to tap your foot. But the chords are in a different key than because we have...
That's the way Beethoven wrote it.
But here we have same notes. The chords are different, but the notes have not moved. And what that is I've changed it from being in a major key to being in a mode which Bartok would have used, and it's a Romanian mode, like the Romanian dances. One of the great fun aspects of knowing your modes is that you can play a tune, and it could be in a different mode. I could decide that this is the main note. See if I stop there.
And it changes the whole character of the
tune.
That's
everything, yes.
Well, Nicole.
Yes, Fred.
You got the tune and you got the composer. Well done. Nicole Gutman from Stony Brook, New York. What's your public radio station?
My public radio station is WSHU from Sacred Heart University in Connecticut.
Nicole, thanks so much for joining us this week.
Thank you very much. It was a lot of fun.
And Bruce, I'll see you next week.
Bye, Fred.